to my opinion. Okay, let's get started. Okay, this episode is about how social media affects today. If you don't know this, this is a two-part episode. The first part is episode 11. That is, how social media affects us today, how it affects youth. For this part, we're doing how social media affects adults. How does social media affect adults? An interesting question. So, this is what I believe from my point of view. I think adults can be very responsible. All adults, but still. I think it's schools and teachers and parents and how to inform their kids about social media and how to use it responsibly. Now, if you listen to my last episode, part one, you'll know there are four main social media. Let's start from Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. Like I said last time, Facebook is really old. It's just old. I mean, yes, some adults or kids or teens still use it, but it's quite old and not a lot of people use it nowadays. And Twitter. Well, Twitter is just kind of forgotten. I mean, it's not old, but it's not new either. It's kind of forgotten. You don't hear a lot of people talk about Twitter, do we? And we have Snapchat. Snapchat is an okay, but I see a lot more people using Instagram than I do on Snapchat. So, how can we teach kids about how to use social media effectively? So, what I am going to say, parents, it's important to educate your kids on social media and how it affects them. For example, social media might affect how they see the world or how people see them. So, for example, if you post a picture of yourself, your kid posts a picture of themselves, the comments might not be so nice, or they don't get a lot of likes, so they might see that it's not a people liking them. That might affect their worldview, that everybody dislikes them or whatnot. So, just try to teach your kids. It's not my place, but, you know, I feel like it's very important to inform people around you. Social media is a great thing to do. It connects us, but it can also tear us apart. It's kind of like cyberbullying. I mean, cyberbullying can happen. And catfishing, if you really think about it, because you can DM somebody. But it's not just that. It's not Instagram. I think Instagram is the most biggest platform. But TikTok is also a way for people, I believe, kind of express their brand, especially YouTubers. That's what I've been seeing a lot. I mean, a lot of YouTubers come on TikTok, they do TikToks, of course, and while they promote their YouTube channel. That's what I see a lot of times. Or they just go in there and they have fun, and a lot of people, you know, subscribe or whatnot, and everyone's having a great blast. But of course, can't always have that, can we? For example, in Facebook was a great place, but of course, once in a while, arguments coming up until they built up. It's kind of the same in TikTok, and just TikTok, if I'm being honest, like the Annie and Rachel thing. If you don't know what that is, you can go on YouTube and you can find out. I know that sounds really rude, but so basically, yeah, so TikTok also have their own little arguments, but once again, it's important to be careful and to be informed about social media and how it affects us. So, like I said before, Instagram is a fun way to connect, but it can lead to dramas at schools. So, me personally, I don't know about other schools, but me, my school, I told you about DMs, we can directly message somebody, and a lot of drama happens through social media. So, that's very important to make sure, unless you can say it while you're texting or posting or commenting to that person's face, it is not a good idea to do that. I know you've heard that a lot. That's such a cliche, but it's true. I mean, let's say you're right, you're such a loser, and you comment that on YouTube. Are you able to go up to that person and actually say it? It's kind of like breaking up with someone through text. It's kind of lame, kind of stupid, and it really hurts the person because that means you're too cowardly to face that person. That's what it means. You're too cowardly to say, hey, it's not working out, we're breaking up. It's kind of the same thing. You're not able to say it. So, it's like I said, TikTok is fun, but once again, social media can be dangerous, but not so. I think it's much safer. There's not much hacking. Though it doesn't really matter. No, like, the most important thing is to inform your kids the dangers and how to use it responsibly.
Yeah, some kids, some parents watch their online usage, you know, what they do online and stuff like that. And that's okay. But at the end of the day, they're gonna move out, they're gonna do their own things, they're gonna use Instagram, and that's their business. But it's pretty useful if they know that, hey guys, here's TikTok. Please, this is one for now, I'm not gonna let you use it. No, definitely not. But one day you probably will use it. Probably. And it's important to know that Instagram, Facebook, all these social media platforms, they're great. They're kind of fun. You get to enjoy yourself, do a lot of pics and stuff, but at the same time, it's important to know the dangers and pros and cons. Pros and cons of the uses. Pros and cons. Like, a lot, probably cyberbullying can happen. I feel like that's a big issue and definitely should talk about it. So, definitely, yeah. Cyberbullying, drama can happen. And a lot of it, and then you can see inappropriate pics or something like that. So, and sometimes it can cause a lot of people to cause drama through online. If you haven't heard of Little Tay, I think this is a really interesting story because it was kind of funny. Me, honestly, me. This is my story. I saw this girl. If you probably haven't heard Little Tay, it's this girl who kind of flexes her money. If you can't see my hand, I'm quotation on flexing her money, and she'll like just show her hands and she's saying, oh, she would like swear saying the B word, the F word, saying, oh, you mother, you know, F, I got the money, you don't, you know, all that kind of stuff. Her name was Little Tay, and I was like, Little Tay, I commented and I felt so regretting because I don't know this girl's story. We don't know her story. And then she also posted recently, well, she deleted it saying that that somebody in her life died. And I'm not sure if it's her brother. It says, you little, like, said, little bro, I'll miss you, but I'm not, or no, big bro, I'll miss you. I'm not sure if it's her brother, but it's someone in her life that died. And I read the comics because I was like, wow, this is really interesting. So I want to see the comments and see what people thought of this. Me personally, I didn't know. She might be lying or she might not. Who knows? But that's not my story. But I personally will give her the benefit of the doubt that she's telling the truth. Some people, like most people, were like, no, she's lying. Like, she just wants attention. Some people like, oh, this poor little girl, you know, but most people said, you know, she's lying. And I was like, I wonder if those people who once hated her did this or was already a big fan of her. So it was pretty interesting. And then, you know, she was doing a charity. And of course, there was behind that, the whole thing with her mother. She was like, I want to make my mother proud. But it's kind of ironic because if you watch another video of her, she's saying, I would beat up her mother. And then like another part she was saying, I would feel so sorry for her mother, you know, she doesn't deserve this, you know, like, and I was so angry, like, which one is it? And you know, it's kind of like this, right? The internet kind of argues on one person, and we all hate that person, but we do not know her story. And another somebody took over her channel, her page actually, and it's telling the truth, telling, okay guys, this is what actually happened to Lil Tay, and it's a pretty sad story. So while we've been hating on her, we don't even know the story. So that's why I'm actually bringing up this one, because that's kind of like social media. We can hate on something all we want, but we don't know the full story. I mean, it's not our lives. There's always, always more to a picture than it seems. So social media, like something like that if you, number one, this is I think the most important points is, number one, social media. If you're gonna comment, if you're gonna post, if you're gonna do anything on social media, if you can't do or say that in front of people, a person's face, if you can't honestly go up to that person you're commenting and say, hey, I hate this sucks, you're the worst, like, if you comment that, then is there a point in commenting? But if you comment something like, oh my gosh, I loved it, that was amazing, keep doing what you're doing. Of course you're able to gonna say that, cause it's amazing, right? But if you're gonna, are you able to say that to that person's face? And if you're gonna post something, will your, how would you feel? Like, if someone saw that, would you be proud for them to see that? I'd be like, yeah, I'm pretty happy someone, that person saw that. Will you be like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have posted, like, your mom or whoever or your best friend saw that? Will they tell you that you should take that down? So, like, always be careful. Were you able to do or say that thing in that person's face? Number two, it's important to be responsible and to make sure you know what you're doing on social media and something like that. Like, always inform your kids social media. And teachers in schools also do that because it's important as well. So that is the end of my opinion. If you have any questions, any comments, please message me or email me. You'll see it on my info page. So thank you and good night.